Michael, how are you today, man?
I'm well, thank you, and thanks for having me on to do this.
I thank you.
Greg and the record, so I really appreciate it.
I absolutely thank you. I mean, for doing a series of interviews across the nation and including Hippie Radio here in Nashville, we absolutely love you for that, man. We appreciate you so much, and we loved Greg so much. And we absolutely miss him, man, already. It just doesn't seem real to me.
I know. It's heavy. It's bittersweet. It's all that. And, you know, he created this masterpiece not too far away in Fame Studios of Muscle Shoals. And actually, I'm coming into Nashville this weekend for the Americana Music Fest to help celebrate Greg's record and legacy. So happy to, you know, be heading your way and sharing the love and the music that Greg created. And it's a loss to all, but we continue and we move forward knowing what we have.
Yeah. I had him on a few years back, and we were talking just before a show at the Ryman Auditorium, and I'd ask him about his health at that point, and he seemed to be doing pretty well. He was actually in Jacksonville at the time and said his numbers were real good. And then it wasn't long after that I'd seen him with Dan Rather doing an interview on Access TV. And I got to tell my listeners and anybody else out there who's willing to listen, look up this interview. It's absolutely the most compelling, heartfelt interview I've ever seen Greg do. It's absolutely amazing. And we appreciate all the memories that he gave us. Muscle Shoals and Fame Studios. And it's pretty obvious, but explain the story how that came to be. We know what Greg wanted to be back there full circle, right?
Exactly right. So, you know, Greg and Dwayne had been there early on in their career and recorded some demo tracks for the Hourglass. And obviously, you know, Dwayne had backed up Aretha and Wilson Pickett and so many other heroes over the early years. And when Greg decided to go back into the studio, knowing, and very few of us knew, that it was most likely going to be his final record, his best friend Chank Middleton and myself and his fiance and maybe a couple others, he gave me two mandates. He said, "Michael, one is I'm going to record a record with my solo band. I've pruned them. I've created this band that I love, that I am so proud of. I'm not going in with a studio band other than my own. And two, I insist on going back to Fame Studios." He had recently reconnected with Rick Hall and with Rodney, and we'd gone out there celebrating the release of Muscle Shoals, the film documentary, mm-hmm. and actually had promoted it a little. And he wanted to get back there. You know, his laid back was the start of his solo career. Fame Studios meant so much to him, and he wanted to go back there and finish his journey at a studio that had meant so much, and as you said, coming full circle.
Yeah, Greg and I talked a lot about the memories of him and Dwayne and the time that Dwayne spent down there, and just absolutely just perfect choice of recording this album. How did this album come to be as far as the time frame? How long had he been working on this project?
So after Low Country Blues in 2011, Greg and I had talked about creating a final body of work, whatever that was, and we didn't know at that time that he was going to be diagnosed with a reoccurrence of liver cancer, but we had talked about, you know, similar to what Johnny Cash had put together towards the end of his career, we wanted to do for Greg's career, and the intention was to start to move forward in 2012. But just at that same time, when Greg was down in Jacksonville for another checkup at the Mayo, the numbers didn't come back that well, and I was with him, and he received the news that he had a reoccurrence. He kept that part private. I mean, others, like you said, as he shared with you, where he would talk about numbers or, you know, his health in general, but he kept very private the fact that he had been diagnosed again. And so instead of going back into the studio, he said to me, "I want to go out on the road. I want to play as much live music as I can for my fans, because that's really what gives me the greatest joy." And that's what he did. And then in 2014, we recorded the Celebration concert and the Macon concert in Atlanta and Macon. And where we're with Don was at that time, who had already found out that he was hired as our producer. And after that record and the Back to Macon record in 15, we focused heavily on song selection for what Greg knew was going to be his final studio record. Song selection, on finding the right window where Don was available, where Fame Studios had completed its restoration project, and we could get back in there. And that time frame was March of 16. Greg spent 2 weeks in the studio and delivered the goods big time.
Was it tough for him on a daily basis in the studio, knowing, number one, knowing, and number two, health-wise?
Both, I think, were tough. So Greg was, for about half of that time, he was struggling a little bit with his health condition. So the way that Greg recorded in general was very laser-focused. He'd go in and maybe spend 4 or 5 hours a day in the studio and knock it out. And so that being his style actually helped him tremendously, because it allowed him to pour out all of his energy in the sessions over those 2 weeks, but then go back to the hotel and rest for a straight 18 or 19 hours and just sleep and eat healthy food and juice and do the things that he was used to doing. On the creative side of things, he kept it very quiet. So the band, I mean, obviously the song selection is heavy, and, you know, the songs really tell a lot. So people had a sense that, you know, this was, you know, sort of towards the end of his journey,
yeah.
And certainly the band had become used to us, unfortunately, having to postpone and sometimes cancel some shows. And so, you know, they knew that Greg was struggling somewhat with health, but not really what. So, you know, he went in and worked really hard, but I think everyone knew, and certainly I think, you know, looking back on it, although Greg never shared it with me, listening to these recordings now and looking at the footage and the DVD that's available with the deluxe set, you can see where he was. Even though there was laughter and focus and intensity, mm-hmm. You also know that there was a sense of urgency and a certain sense of sadness in these sessions.
You get that also in this song right here we're going to play. Here's My Only True Friend off of Greg's last studio album. Absolutely fantastic. It's called Southern Blood. The album, you can pick it up just about anywhere. Here it is on Hippie Radio 94.5.